It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and my guest today is Brian Kamlich. He is the co-event coordinator of the Hot Rod Junkies show that's coming to the North Dakota Winter Show Event Center on Saturday, January 25th, and Sunday, January 26th in the South Exhibit Building. Brian, thanks so much for joining us on the show again today.
Yes, thanks, Steve, for having me.
We had this last year here at the Winter Show, and it was very, very well attended. We were blessed with nice weather. That always helps. And he had over 60 vehicles for that show. What are we looking at heading into this show?
Well, this year we're going to kind of feature on the kids side of things, Soapbox Derby cars from right here in Valley City. June 7th, I guess, is their big race here during the summer. So that I was supposed to throw a little plot or a pilot out for that.
Yeah.
We give away Hot Wheels for kids every year at every event. So that's very exciting for a lot of these kids. Some want two, but we sometimes give them two. We'll also be covering the valve cover races again this year. And something new is the model car show. So it's going to be from anywhere from 5-year-olds to 77-year-olds showing off their model cars.
That's cool. That's something new. And one of my favorites that I saw for the first time last year was the valve cover races. They're coming back, right?
Yeah, that's kind of becoming an annual event at many different indoor car shows across North Dakota. So I get invited back every year to all these different big venues, and it's really quite an interesting event for many people. And we do, I want to throw this little pilot out. We do a valve cover build clinic for 5 kids at every event.
Okay.
So we put five kids in the mix of them helping build their own valve cover to come back and race.
That's super. I know they're excited about it. Even the adults love the valve cover races, right, Brian?
Exactly.
All right. So it's not just cars, classic cars, but trucks too.
Trucks, bikes. I'm sure we'll have a few snowmobiles since this is snowmobile community. We got a member of the North Dakota Street Rod Association. She's a youngster, and she brings her bikes to all these different car shows, and they're very unique chopper style bikes.
Okay.
So we will probably see one or two of them again this year.
Very nice.
She's got a whole shed full of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's nice that they add that to the show. That's for sure. We've done that for the last few years now, some classic bikes, cars, and trucks, and all that. Boy, I tell you what, last year's winner, was that 56 Corvette?
Yes.
Oh, my word, that paint job on that was just incredible.
Yeah, it will be there again this year.
Okay.
We're gonna try something new, and the past winners, we're going to feature two of their cars.
Okay.
The first place of the People's Choice. And then Larry won Best of Show. So those two are going to be there again this year at the Hot Rod Junkie Show. So this year's winners will be there next year displayed again.
Well, that's super. Yeah, I just kept looking at that paint job. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's incredible. And so many other vehicles as well. Now, this is all part the Jamestown Classic Car Club, as well as the Bridge City Cruisers have joined the forces together for the second year in a row with this, right,
Brian? Yes, and very, very pleased on both sides. Both car clubs are very, very happy and working well together, and this has been a great addition to the car show
community, right?
Yeah,
absolutely, yeah. So people want to get registered now. You got an email to show to shout out, right?
Yep. SESO@dactel.com is the email if you want to get a pre-registration for the car show. We also have 35 plus vendors coming in to the building, and I also got that application as well. And I do have something new coming on, which is going to be a swap meet. And I do have that registration, too. So you can get all three of those registrations through SCSO@dactel.com.
All right. SCSO@dactel.com. Get those vehicles registered. Food and some donuts as well. You'll have some some snacks, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Well, we're going to have two food vendors this year.
You are? Okay. Yep.
So we're going to have plenty of food. Brock Hop
Brewery.
Yep. They're going to be doing some taste testing up there. That's kind of exciting. And the Lemon Pit is coming to do fresh squeezed lemonade.
Wow, that's nice.
Yeah. And mini donuts, which...
I like the lemonade, fresh squeezed lemonade and donuts. It's like fair food.
So, exactly. Yeah. Yep, in January.
And it's great. Yeah, it's a good feel, that's for sure. Well, big thanks going out to the Eagles Club and providing the entertainment as well.
Saturday night, anybody participating with the vendor show or the participating on the car show, you have your lanyard, you can get in for a free meal at the Eagles Club on Saturday night.
Okay, very good.
Thank you, Eagles.
Super, super. Doors open at 9 o'clock both Saturday and Sunday, January 25th and the 26th. Run 9 to 5 on Saturday the 25th and then 9 to 3. On Sunday, again, in the North Dakota Winter Show Event Center South Exhibit Building. Brian, anything else to mention that I forgot to ask?
No, just mark your calendar. Come on in. There's going to be food and drinks and a lot of neat cars. We're going to have a lot of different booths set up for people for different entertainment and events coming up throughout the year. And 2:30 on Sunday, we'll be giving away the prizes.
2 o'clock, that's when the prizes, that's when we find out who the People's Choice Awards are,
yes.
Right? Yeah, very good. Well, thanks, Brian. We'll have a good car show ahead here, okay?
Yes, thank you, Steve.
Brian Kamlich, who is the co-event coordinator of the Hot Rod Junkies Car Show, again, January 25th and 26th, North Dakota Winter Show Event Center. Join us, and of course, I'll be there, yours truly, broadcasting live.